It was the Syrian president's first visit to an Arab country since an uprising against his rule began in 2011. But the UAE's engagement with the once widely shunned Bashar al-Assad is not new, and it has been happening despite opposition from longtime ally, the United States. The Biden administration was swift in condemning the visit, saying it is profoundly disappointed and troubled by an attempt to legitimize a leader responsible for atrocities. But many believe this was not just about bringing Damascus back to the Arab fold. By hosting Assad, the UAE wanted to make a statement to the West.
Look, you guys have left us as in the Middle East in a vacuum by your partial withdrawal. The partnership that we have with the United States is no longer functioning. You're not delivering on the security guarantees that you're giving, particularly as we're looking towards the JCPOA 2.0 being negotiated with Iran. And the Emiratis are saying we're taking over responsibility. You want to share the burden. We are taking the burden, but we're doing it our way.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has exposed rifts between Washington and its allies in the Middle East, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia. The Gulf nations, which host U.S. forces, have so far avoided taking a position against Russia. It's not just that. They are not supporting U.S. President Joe Biden's administration as it tries to cut Moscow's lifelines. The UAE and Saudi Arabia are two of the world's biggest oil exporters. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson was in Riyadh earlier this month to try to convince the West's longtime allies to increase production to rein in soaring energy prices and help end the West's dependency on Russian oil.
The Saudi-Emirati alliance is not so eager to support the United States and Western Europe and Europe in general attempt to stop the Russia in Ukraine by refusing to produce and to increase oil production and to lower gas prices, which making it costly for the United States and Europe.
The Biden administration has lost political capital with Saudi Arabia and the UAE. The Gulf states were frustrated by the lack of a strong U.S. response against Iran when they were both targeted by Yemen's Houthi rebels. They have since strengthened ties with Russia, who they believe can contain Iran's ambitions. The war in Ukraine is realigning the political world. Its outcome will have far-reaching geopolitical implications for this region. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera.